Good morning, and welcome to the Healing Womb. It's been a very long time since last we met. I'm pleased to be with all of you once again as we support one another with loving kindness and compassion around the world here in the Healing Womb, our meditation healing circle. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Michelle, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. It's been cold, just as it should be, January in New Hampshire. As I gathered my thoughts, preparing for our practice, I was entertained by a dreamy snow globe view as dry winds lifted powder, glistening in the sunlight. Morning, lavender gold. Midday, silver blue. Late afternoon, gold again with a hint of rose. I attempted many times to photograph the glitter, for it was amazing. Was being the operative word, because gusts of wind passed too quickly for me to lift my camera, turn it on, and aim for the window before the fairy dust squalls settled again. I felt desire awaken in me every time I grabbed my camera. A desperate longing to capture and hold on to something ephemeral. Eventually, wisdom woke up too, and I stopped chasing the magic. I watched it come and go with relief. Peace, and not surprisingly, deeper appreciation was restored when I stopped grasping. This was a compassionate response to the longing, a loving response that opened my heart, freeing me from that inner dream catcher. In observing, then releasing desire, I realized that each time stillness resumed outside, the snowscape on the roof was transformed, sometimes dramatically, other times more subtly, creating new valleys and peaks for the shadow and light to dance upon. And the result was stillness in me. My inner topography was also being transformed. How like our thoughts, emotions, sensations this is. Rising up into awareness, sparkling as if to say, "Look at me, look at me," then vanishing, leaving us to return to what is present now. When we sit with open awareness, when we live this way, we recognize that while we may be blessed with glimpses of exquisite beauty, joy, awe, these are moments, just that, moments passing by. It is natural to want to cling to these wondrous experiences. Yet chasing silver and gold moments could leave one exhausted and quite disappointed. For this is as impossible as catching snow crystals riding the wind. Our practice teaches us to patiently witness these fleeting moments, aware of the desire to hold on, then gently watching them drift past or through us. In this way, we cultivate faith. We begin to trust that what rises will pass and rise again and pass again too. The same is true for painful emotions, sensations, and thoughts. Everything is in the process of becoming, shifting even as we sit still, attending to our breath, for we too are transforming. sometimes dramatically, other times more subtly. Mindfulness, drawing our awareness back again and again to a single point of focus, such as our breath, creates new neural pathways, healing the topography of our minds, our brains, our bodies, hearts, and spirits, freeing us from habits of clinging to desire, longing for that instead of this. Paraphrasing the wise words of my teacher, Rabbi Nancy Flamm, that she'd offered in a meditation class this past week, mindfulness frees us to dedicate ourselves to dwelling in the sanctuary of the heart, so that we may respond from a place of love and compassion toward ourselves and others. Let me say that again. Mindfulness frees us to dedicate ourselves to dwelling in the sanctuary of the heart, so that we may respond from a place of love and compassion toward ourselves and others. Let's sit together now for a while, witnessing our experiences from that sanctuary within our hearts, returning ever so lovingly and compassionately to our breath whenever we notice the tendency to cling to a particular sensation, story, or emotion. Set your inner dream catcher down and simply observe the shifting shadows and light dancing across the surface of your awareness. As always, I'll ring a chime at the end of our practice, offering a blessing as we enter the rest of our individual days. May each of us move through our day with open awareness, living from the sanctuary within our hearts, gently releasing into each moment with presence, compassion, and love. Witnessing the snowscapes, the landscapes we experience inside and out, continuously becoming, transforming, moment by moment, and breath by breath. We'll meet again here in the healing womb on February 8th. I'm Laura Hegfield. The Healing Womb is a meditation telecircle offering from my heart to yours. While the meditation podcasts are given freely, your support through PayPal donations for the love, effort, and many hours of time I pour into preparing each meditation, recording, and then editing these podcasts is always welcome and greatly appreciated. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.